Blog Talk Radio.
I'm the one she called when she wetting up them drawers, yeah. I'm the one that called if you really wanna ball, yeah.
Hey, I'm the one she called when she wetting up them drawers, yeah. I'm the one to call if you really wanna ball, yeah. I'm the one to call, see the roof up in the stars, yeah. I'm the one to call, yeah. I'm the one to call, yeah. I'm the one she called when she wetting up them drawers, yeah. I'm the one to call to come and beat down them walls, yeah. I'm the one to call, you wanna ball and get the big check. Had to cut them off, diamond flawless like a big flex. Fucked in the vault with all my chains called a wrist sex. Every day I'm dripping, wipe me down, I need a Kleenex. Knocking those down, they let me in, I bring the T-Nex. Watching at a glass, had to hit it with the Windex. Fly boy the gang, and you niggas should've invest. Aston Martin, all the new vets. Ripped the Rory to the PJ. I'm the one, not the two, I'm at a E-Flex. I'm the one she called when she wetting up them drawers, yeah. I'm the one to call if you really wanna ball, yeah. I'm the one to call, see the roof of bay stars, yeah. I'm the one to call, yeah. I'm the one to call, yeah. I'm the one she calls, she let me fuck her like a dog. I'm the one she called, put it all up in the jaws. She do the soldier, make a clap, round of applause. I need a bitch from the know the thug is LeBron. Throw it back on my lap, on my balls. Blowing backs, girl, relax, won't hit it wrong. These niggas capping, they rap, shit, they frogs. Got a wet, hit the cat in the double long. Fly, nigga, I be floating that Rolls Royce. No choice, yeah, I had to make her throw moist. Put that dick down her neck, leave her with no voice. Steady blowing at my line, she want that old boy. I'm the one she call when she wetting up in drawers, yeah. I'm the one to call if you really wanna ball, yeah. I'm the one to call, see the roof up in the stars, yeah. I'm the one to call, yeah. I'm the one to call, yeah.
Alright, bet. Damn. Yeah. Walk with me.
Come take a walk with me, grab my hand. Let me school you, little bro, make you understand. You gotta run the streets to become a man. Just stay in your own lane, you could buy some land. I see the fire in your eyes. Don't fall into the trap, in the trap you can die. So many soldiers stand down in the sky. Pay attention to the vibe, that's what's keeping you alive. Have patience, just talk to me. Get out of line, you get chalked for free. I won't let you fall if it's up to me. And they say misery like companies. Don't let them put you down on companies. You know I got your back, you look up to me. It's okay to show love, but cautiously. It's okay for men to cry, but not normally. Let's go.
Yeah. Walk with me. Walk with me.
Just relax, nigga, take a seat. You be acting all hard, you ain't from the street. Got a good family and somewhere to sleep. Nigga, I was house to house with nowhere to eat. I don't get you niggas, these shoes can't fit you niggas. You can play it off, looking in your eyes, see you mask off. Pretending to be a G until they pull your card. Yo, you still young, don't take the road where I came from, ain't nothing there. Couple of holes, a sipping beer. Switching up, hoes with the pole, ain't playing fair. Get up off that circle, you ain't earning shit with them squares. Before you get caught up and then happen to take a stare. Spider sense is tingling, feeling all in the air. And keep God close with the post and make a prayer.
Yo, this record for all your loved ones, man. Don't ever steer them in the wrong direction. Being real is a form of respect. Respect yourself.
Let's go, man. Being real is being genuine. Yourself.
And yo, 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 you already know who it is.
Yo, yo, yo. What's good, bro?
What's up, man?
Man, you know, man, I'm just chilling. Just chilling, man, you know.
Yeah, yeah, it's on the way. We're on the radio. We're back at you for another show. I want to thank Angel for joining me tonight. Tonight, man, I got a very, very, very big producer. He's one of the top five producers coming out of New Jersey. No other than the man himself, Duke Darling.
Oh, appreciate you, man. Thank you.
Right, right. Yo, man, thank you for being here tonight, man. Bless you, bro.
All right, man, you all ready, man. Shit, I appreciate you for having me.
Bless you, bro. You know, you're like this, right? I know you.
Sure.
So, you know,
right.
I want to let the audience, you know, who are you? I want to know that for you.
For those who don't know me, I'm Duke Dollars, a.k.a. Pennies Make Dollars. I'm a producer. I produce quite a few joints. I'm also an engineer. You know, I got a clothing line that's out already, but I'm about to relaunch it. So, you know what I mean? That's just a little brief summary about who I am.
Okay. So as far as the producing, it's starting back.
Right.
We're nowadays, and even back then, like everybody wants to be a rapper. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. Right.
What made you say, you know what? Let me go behind the scenes and be the creator of the recipe. So there ain't no beat, there ain't no bar. You know what I'm saying? So what made
right.
you decide to be a producer?
That's a real good question. What made me decide to be a producer? It started when I was young, because my dad was a drummer, and he was so musically inclined, and he used to just put that shit in my head ever since I was real little. So as I got older, you know, fast forward, I end up getting a program where I could make beats and shit, you know what I mean? And the shit was just so fun. And I just loved that I could just, like, do what I wanted to do through music and beats. You feel me? And then I this was back when the LimeWire was out, you feel me? And I would download my beats to a CD and burn CDs and shit and bring them to school on my CD player and let niggas listen to them, and niggas was fucking with it. So after that, it was a wrap after that, man.
Wow. So do you remember the first beat you made?
Damn, bro. Like, trying to be honest, I remember flashes of the first beats I made, but I can't remember the first beat I made, bro, because fucking, man, I got so many beats, man. If I told you how many beats I got, you'd think I'm lying. You feel me?
So if you had to pick a producer that I would say, you may not look up to, because I'm sure you have your own creative ideas. But if you had to pick, you know, one of the producers that kind of inspired you, who would you say?
Oh, that's easy, man. If I had to pick one producer that inspired me, it would definitely be Alchemist.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Wow. I know that's shocking.
But
yeah, it'd be Alchemist,
bro. Wow. Okay, so you know, so 9 out of 10 people, it's like you're saying Drake, or you know what I mean, something like that. But yeah, Alchemist.
Yeah, man, it's weird, man, because a lot of people would be shocked by that answer, but on some real shit though, man, it's Alchemist to me was has such a very distinct type of sound. It's not even about the actual beat or the drums or the samples he uses. It's the grittiness up to the sound that he has that what makes me like it so much. You feel me? That's what really inspires me, that darkness he got to the beat.
Right. Wow. Okay.
So, how far has your producing talent taken you? You said you did some beats for a couple of people. So, what's the outlook?
How far has it taken me? I would say it took me very far with the beats. I produced for AR Bad, Sam Scarfo, Tony Yayo, Sue Surf, Mano, Royce the 5'9", Oskino, CeeLo Green, Sig the Trig, so many people, man. I ain't even trying to leave nobody out, but producing has allowed me to travel to all different places on the East Coast and things like that, and just let me to see a bunch of different cultures. So producing is like my life, really. It's like my religion, really.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So, people, we got a celebrity right here. You know what I'm saying? You can't know the average Joe is with you. I'm giving you a real producer out here. You know what I mean?
I'm trying, man.
Definitely, brother, definitely. Look, how about this? How about we jump into one of your songs that you produce and we come back and chat it up with you?
Okay, sound good.
What song you want to start with?
We could start with the Mano and CeeLo Green.
Okay. Why don't you give us a little background about how that came to be as I get that song ready for you?
Okay. How that song came to be is crazy because me and my boy J1, shout out J1, we was chopping it up in the studio and he actually said, "Yo, my barber shapes up me, you know, and shit like that, and whatever, whatever." So, long story short, he ended up hollering at Mano. And Mano was saying he needed some joints. He was coming out with a tape. So J1 got in the studio. He put down some shit.
Okay. You just lost dirt real quick. You're going to go to a song and kind of write that. How do I sustain it? You know who it is. It's what Drake saw. Follow picture.
Got some gas, nigga, roll up, ayy.
Fly, nigga, I be floating, I Rolls Royce. If she want me, then she got me, you got no choice. We getting money and we popping, you make no noise. Yeah, party bad bitches, we want no boys. Big mansion in the hills, I'm Uncle Elroy. Throw my money, do my dance while they stare on. She gon' bust me down, cause my bank long. I just made a 50, ain't no bank loan. I be jiggin' with a beeper, hit the payphone. Get it in with my meagre, split the pesos. Might need you for the neck, but I don't chase hoes. I can get you for the checks, I want the bank rolls. Your bitch gon' eat the D, I call it Mickey D's. All this water on my neck, I'm drippin' VVs. Put the ice up on my wrist and we're in a D3s. Had to pull up in that Benz, I'm going D3s. Like my nigga can't five, I tell him B's. My cousin banging for the five, he banging big B's. But my homies from the other side, I don't bang cause they bang for me otherwise. Fly nigga, I be floating, I Rolls Royce. If she want me, then she got me, you got no choice. We getting money and we popping, you make no noise. Yeah, party bad bitches, we want no boys. Big mansion in the hills, I'm Uncle Elroy. Throw my money, do my dance while they stare on. She gon' bust me down cause my bank long. just made a 50, ain't no bank loan.
She think I love her, I'm just guessing like Valero. Hop in the coupe with a bird, she's a sparrow. Niggas mad cause I keep shooters like LaMelo. Don't be mad, your niggas softer than some pillows. See what some pointers in your ear, bitch, these igloos. And what I spent on this chain caused a ice age. She just tryna kick it, and I ain't Luke Kane. Big Bentley whipping, talking Moose Sane. Big nigga drip, make a sucker than the...
You know, you're getting the hot. You're getting the hotness. It's always something from the gut check. So we are back here on the Less Experience. It's your boy, Dick Dollars, and me, Jay Star. Dick, I'm very sorry. I got the technical difficulties for that.
No problem.
You were just saying about how the song came about with you. Theo.
Oh, yeah. So basically, my boy J1, he was the plug on that. So shout out J1. His barber, I think he said his barber was shaping Mano up or something like that. So long story short, he ended up getting in contact with the barber and setting up a session with Mano, and Mano was actually working on a project. J1 went in the studio and laid down some shit, and he sent it to me and he said, "Yo, dude, put some shit on it, you know." So I end up putting what I put on it. We sent it back to Mano, and that's how that works. Mano end up putting CeeLo Green on it. So on the tape, we actually had two joints on Mano's tape. So that's how that came about. Yeah. It was the connection.
Wow. All right, yeah.
My fault, Jay. What's up? What's good?
It's
Mano featuring CeeLo Green, Fearless.
There you go. 563-999-3718. You know the number. Something like this period.
Yeah, no more rapping about how real I am. Y'all have no clue who I really am. And I don't fear any man. No, I wasn't made off of Instagram. Mommy tried, daddy couldn't make it. The streets called and I couldn't shake it. My soul is bare, feeling naked. Only a chosen few can relate it. Hey, look at these rappers dying. They saw some records silent. We wake up to niggas ratting and brag about testifying. Hopping our different Benzes, menaging with different women. Not knowing who we should trust is the guard or the politicians. Crazy, this shit is crazy. The ghetto ain't got our babies. The diamonds that's in this trolley bring niggas in feeling hate me. Looking at what they feed, let's blame it on social media. According to who you follow, tomorrow ain't getting easier. Hustling out of hunger. Tell me, how can they judge us? Inside of these courtrooms, look, nobody loves us. Power is in the dollar, searching for a solution. I saw them both of my hands, think quick before they shoot me. It's harder to keep my focus, standing here feeling hopeless. Lord, I need a drink, so I'm praying the club is open. Hoping just for a blessing, the purpose and my intention. Wishing that y'all don't wait till they kill me to get the message.
If you're really real, let me hear you say yes now. When you're really
inside the Beamer, my homies is ex-felons, my women working in cheaters. Notice my paranoia, I'm dropping my baggage on you. The best way to deal with the pain is to tat it on you. Is it a hell or a heaven? My mama believe the reverend. My people gon' make the news. You singing this on Channel 7. Toasting with any bottles, go home with any model. Prison's full of the homies, we stay with free and tomorrow. Popping at different parties, I pop up if she allow me. I pop up and then I make sure they see me in the Ferrari. Feeling like I'm untouchable, grinding and never comfortable. Put them in situations to see if they really fuck with you. Show me who really lead us, our leaders just mislead us. I never allow my son to ever feel defeated. Hoping just for a blessing, the purpose and my attention. Wishing that I don't wait till they kill me to get the message.
If you're really real, let me hear you say yes now. When you're really real, let me hear you can say less now. And if you know you know, you know, you better ask somebody. Talking that so-and-so, gonna end up getting at somebody. Then I become that old me again. Then I become that old me again.
Whoa. Yeah, I like that. I like that. Got me fired. Got me fired.
Appreciate that.
The beat on point. The ring is on point. It's a whole passion for you. The real thing.
I appreciate that. That's all.
So how do you feel when you first heard a celebrity on your track? Like the first time you actually hit you. Like, oh, shit. From being a little boy, playing with beats and hearing your dad being a musician, to now you're an adult and your beat is being played for millions and millions of people. How does that make you feel?
Oh, shit, I felt good as hell, you feel me? I felt like, man, can't nobody tell me shit no more, you know? And that should definitely make the price go up for the beats, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? But that shit let me feel good as hell, though, for real, for real. You put so much time into that shit, and then, you know, you get to a point sometimes, you're like, man, this shit ain't going to pay off, and then some shit like that happens where you get CeeLo Green on it, so that shit make you keep on pushing.
Yeah, definitely. I would think so.
Yeah.
I guess now you're kind of used to it now, right? Like, I mean,
definitely used to it because you know I know that it's possible, and I kind of know the formula, so it's different than like 15 years ago when I was making beats, and you know what I mean. I wasn't really getting no placements like that, so yeah, that's just like an expectation now.
Right. So, have you ever trying to use your own beat for your own craft?
Yeah, you said I'm trying to use my own beats for my own stuff?
Yeah, have you? Have you in the past? Like, in the past, have you used beats for, like, you know, local things, like, for you or your friends around the city?
Oh, hell yeah. Let me shout out 1213, all my boys from Patterson. I just produced Rel on Sight's project. It's done. I'm just waiting on Rel to drop it. Shout out Point Blank. I produced his project. He's from Newark, New Jersey. I just produced his joint. His joint is dropping, I believe, in January. Shout out my boy King Bless. He's from the Bronx. I produced on his first joint. And now he's getting ready to drop the part two, so hopefully he's dropping that sometime early next year. Let me see who else I got, man. And I'm producing. I don't want to leave nobody out. Y'all know my brother Label. I produced his first joint, Third Quarter. That's booming on that tiff. I got my own tape coming out. I ain't got the name yet, but I got a lot of artists from Jersey that's coming up and got some raw ass talent that's gonna be coming out early this year too. So yeah, man, I'm fucking with a lot of local artists that got some fans. So yeah, it ain't just mainstream shit. I'm fucking with the local artists too.
It definitely is very important to get that, you know what I'm saying? Because the ones that ain't get there yet, they need that extra, that boost, you know what I'm saying? From seeing how far you took it and knowing that you're still reaching your hand back, you know what I mean? That's what I, it makes the younger audience and it starts the audience see that something's possible, you know what I'm saying?
That's extremely important to me. Anytime God bless me with the opportunity to go to the top floor, I'm going to be the first nigga to send an elevator back down to get the niggas on the first floor to come up with me. You feel me? That's all to come.
Definitely, bro. That's a good trait to have, you know. So before we get into your second song, why don't you take us back to where you were saying something about the clothing line, Penny McDonald's?
Oh yeah. So when the pandemic had happened and we was quarantined and all that stuff, man, I was home, just had this idea, and then shout out to my brother Lalo. He actually brought my idea to life. I got this clothing line called PMD, Penny's McDonald's. So basically, Penny's McDonald's is based on it's the small things in life that count. You know, that's why I use Penny's McDonald's. You know, because you might see a penny on the floor, or if you go to the store and get pennies back as insane, most people throw pennies away, or you know, in their eyes, pennies don't have no value, but it's made of a dollar. So the metaphor is that it's the small things that count, like, you know, the little good morning, how you doing today, you know what I mean? Or, you know, the little stuff that make your day that much better. That's why it's Penny's McDonald's. So it's relatable to everybody, you know, and at some point in time, everybody needs that little push to get them over the hump, no matter who you are or what race you are, you feel me? So that's why it's Penny's McDonald's. And when y'all see it, make sure y'all go out there and support it.
Definitely. It's hot. I've seen it. It's very hot. Very
appreciate it.
Really well. You know what I'm saying? It really well tasted. It's tasteful. You know what I'm saying?
I appreciate that.
And yeah, it's like very talent rare. It's like mature rare. It's not like, you know what I'm saying? Like you make me vibe with it all. You make me control with it all. Either way, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's universal, you know?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly the type of fit I was trying to go for when I made that drum, man. I appreciate that.
So, if they were to top that, you know what I'm saying, how could they reach out and get some Penny McDonald's worth?
As of right now, you can go on Instagram and hit me directly. It's at Penny's _ mate _ dollars, and I got some of the pieces on the Instagram, you know. Right now I'm actually going through the process of reinventing season 2 of Penny McDonald's. So it's gonna be a lot of new stuff that's coming out. So it's gonna be coming out real soon. But you can hit me on the gram, and I'm shipping it all countries, any states, international, everything, you know what I mean? That ain't a problem if you ain't within the area.
That's how you do it. All right. We're going to jump into the second track from Group Valley. This is
Shootouts. This is Sam Scarfo featuring A.R.A.B. and Tony Ayo.
Man, how did you come up with this one? I get the song ready.
The story to the song is actually a crazy story, bro. I was actually on Craigslist, right? You know, and I was looking for a job or some shit like that. And I happened to see some... I happened to see an ad looking for producers or something like that, and I seen it, and I was like, man, this can't be about shit, but let me go to it anyway. So I go to it, and fast forward, I end up going to Quad Studio, linking up with Uncle Murda. You feel me? This was for Uncle Murda at first, but for whatever reason, he didn't use it. But the dude that I met, he ended up sliding it to Sam Scarfo, and Sam Scarfo ended up getting AR Rap and Tony Ayo on it. So this song came about through me meeting somebody on Craigslist. So you feel me? That goes to show for all the producers out there. Shit, don't underestimate no type of connect. You feel me?
Wow.
Yeah.
It's just an email. That's what it took. It was an email.
Yeah. Just an email. That's it.
All right, man. Go ahead, and introduce that joint.
All right. This is Shootouts by Sam Scarfo featuring AR Rab and Tony Ayo.
Yeah. G-K. AR Abs.
New Jersey.
Yo, yo.
New York City.
Nigga.
Never sat me down at 12 till I first sat down with a bell. I got chewed out first time I ever sat down with a scale. Waited wet shit turned into gel. Got an A1 brick so good you can feel it in braille. Got the stamp indent on the shell. It's the Ross of the raw nigga. Even Stevie Wonder can tell. Got your face getting numb off the smell. It's a cell nigga. I make it vivid for him. Drop a little ism on him. See if he bout it nigga. Drop a couple pigeons on him. I'm like a surgeon when I'm chopping that block. Splash brother with the water in the rock in the pot. I'm from the 90s, in them hot uptown spots. Drop up by max the bottles, different colorful tops. In and out the trap, I was grinding for mine. In the streets, co-signing for mine. Nigga, it's the game. Shootouts are similar to Wild West. Broad daylight, of course, we all fresh. Beef roll up, catch you without vet. All real niggas, we all we got. Yeah. Mac 11, that clip, we gon' stretch. Cocaine, that bitch, we gon' stretch. Shout out my old that nigga, just did a stretch. All real niggas, we all we got left.
The whole world saying that I got next. The Delhi newspaper city got wet. 36 O's just got stretched. I don't even know what I got left.
Your
whole brain for a whole thing.
Shootouts are similar to Wild West. Broad daylight, of course, we all fresh. Beef roll up, catch you without vet. All real niggas, we all we got left. Mac 11, that clip, we gon' stretch. Cocaine, that bitch, we gon' stretch. Shout out my old that nigga, just did a stretch.
Door, there's a reason to be there. With sticks like the Wicked Witch, Switzerland cheese your whip. I make it hot like a Dubai strip. Niggas knew where you was at, Snapchat, stay lit. Y'all all worthy adversaries, but I still come out unscathed from the hate. Rush the table, Russian bitch, Rollie with the big face. Aim for the kill zone, nigga, shots to the face. Man down, like Rihanna song, another nigga on my hit list. Tupac hit him up, niggas all bitches. Suicide squad on some Will Smith shit. All these niggas lame, they don't really live it.
Shootouts are similar to Wild West. Broad daylight, of course, we all fresh. Beef roll up, catch you without vet. All real niggas, we all we got left. Mac 11, that clip, we gon' stretch. Cocaine, that bitch, we gon' stretch. Shout out my old that nigga, just did a stretch.
Yeah, yeah, y'all know who it is. Timberlake experience. The boy Big Sean, the man of the hour, top five in Jersey, best Dirk motherfucking dollars in the game.
Appreciate you, man. Appreciate you.
Word, man. Word. That song is probably true.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you.
So let me ask you a question, though.
What's good?
We all going through a lot right now. You know, the pandemic, the Black Lives Matter, police brutality. If you could say something to the youth right now, something that they can hold on to and continue to push through this life the way that you are, what would you say to them right now?
What I say to the youth right now, that's a real, real good question. It's a good question because this is so much you could say to the youth. But if I had to just say something to just leave them with, I'm going to say this because I know that the youth is out there, they out there doing their thing, you know, and they doing what they got to do. But I'm going to say this, but I'm going to say two things, Dre. One thing I'm going to say is, you ain't going to never be yourself trying to be different, but you'll always be different if you just be yourself. You feel me? I'm going to say that, and I'm going to tell them what my mom always told me because this is important as fuck. Shout out to my mom. But my mom always told me bad company corrupts good behavior. So, and I say that to say this, man, you got to watch who you around, not just off the sense of if you're around the wrong person, it could lead you to trouble, but if you got certain goals and you're trying to reach a certain place, you got to have people around you that's got those same goals in mind so that way you become what you're around, you know? So that's the two most important things I'm going to say for the youth, man.
Wow. That's deep. That's real deep. One of the most inspiring and realest comments I got on the show since I've been doing the show. Yeah.
Right.
That's it. So, you know, it's so much that to, you know, strain you from doing your goals and things so hard these days. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
I admire you for all the work you put in and don't get it twisted. This man right here, this man goes to work every single day and he drives hard. I actually built myself upon your average everyday person, you know what I mean? It's okay to have because not everybody can shoot a jump shot. Not everybody can fit 16 bars. You know what I'm saying? So I actually,
you're 100% right.
So I also made it show these teenagers and mid-way adults that it's okay to have a 9-to-5. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, ask, what do you do for a living besides the music?
What I do for a living besides the music?
Mm-hmm.
I actually do work at Oregon 9-to-5. I drive for Porsche. And then outside of that, I try to sell my brand and my name outside of that. You know what I mean?
You see people? That's what I'm trying to say. Even though you're still chasing your dream, you still can have the 9-to-5. You still can go to work and get a paycheck. But that's only going to enhance what you're trying to do with your business.
Right.
You know, yes, you're working for someone else, but the money that they're paying you, you're able to succeed in going higher to get equipment, to get, you know, the things you need to help yourself become their own entrepreneur. And that's very important in this day and time. You know what I mean?
Right. 100% right.
Good. Definitely, though. So, listen, I ain't going to hold you too much. You got your final words and your final shout-outs you want to give to the people. And, you know, I want to thank you for, you know, joining us, man. Definitely.
Yeah. First and foremost, I want to say thank you, and I appreciate you for having me. Shout out to you. You know what I mean? Shout out to your whole show, and I like what you're doing. Second, I want to give a shout out to my brother, Lay, my brother, Mo Billy, my mother, you know what I mean? RIP to my dad. Shout out my sister, you know, my whole family, you know, everybody that support me. I appreciate y'all, and I want to say for everybody that's listening, my Instagram is @pennies_make_dollars. You know what I mean? You can get at me on there if you need some clothes, you know what I mean? You need a beat, any type of beat you need, I got you. If you need something engineered, you know, your engineer might be charging you too much to mix something down or master something, holler at me, I can hook you up. You know, other than that, man, everybody have a blessed holiday, you know, and a safe new year, you know what I mean, and do right.
You already know. That's Duke Dollars. Top 5.
Yes. Appreciate you. I appreciate you.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. All right, people. You already know. The boy Jay Star, man. Great show. I get sick this week. You know what I mean? I know I could get this show done tonight, but you know what? We still must go on. So, thank y'all for being here tonight. Thank you for everyone that hit the link. And again, I'm sorry if you have seen mobile. You probably wasn't able to get through tonight, but I'm trying to get that being a T-Mobile, as usual. Can't hit the link, everyone. You know, tell us when to hit the link up, the YouTube page. This show will be on YouTube by tomorrow afternoon. Don't forget to go to the Facebook page, the Husband Life Experience, and I love y'all, man. Stay safe and pray for me. Hope I feel better, man. Everybody's on this day.
Thank you, brody. Appreciate you.
Yeah.
Yeah.